Start with Pesach tonight, and then we're gonna go in like a week or so. We skip to we go to jump to Hilchos Yom Tov. That's the halach. Siman Kuf Zayin. Dinei Chodesh Nisan, the halachas of Chodesh Nisan, right, which starts Be'ez Hashem next Motzei Shabbos. So Kol Chodesh Nisan, by Gimel Sif. Aleph, Kol Chodesh Nisan Einu Arim Tachnun, which we all love, V'lo Yitzi L'Kadin, and Otzi L'Kadin, V'Einu Arim Tzid Koscha B'Shabbos. So Minchal, just like any time you don't say Tachnun. Na'igim Rosh Chodesh Ve'Elach, the meaning from Rosh Chodesh and Elach is Likros B'chol Yoyim, to read every day, Parsha Hasanasi, Shaker by V'Yom, the Parsha Hasanasi, that the Makar of that day. V'Yom Yid Gimel, current Parsha's Ba'aloyscha, and on the 13th day, you read Parsha's Ba'aloyscha, Ad Kein Osa Esamanoira, till you can also have some Shevet Levi. That's a Shevet Levi. So I think most don't do this, but I don't know. It almost takes away the whole joy. Fast of Akharim and Sanan, Para Pesach, Kashayivar, Emir Tashem, Simikuf Yud Gimel. The Chas of Akala Gam came as Sana, but normally Chas and Akala don't matter, don't fast at the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, but here they do. Vafila but Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. B'Shabes Hagadol Gimel B'Shabes Hagadol LeMincha Noeg in Shein Aimrim Barchi Nafshi. Some people that say Barchi Nafshi by Mincha, so they're not Noeg to say that. Ela Avodim Hayinu Fisher B'Shabes Hagadol Hoisa Ascholas HaGeula. And Shabbos HaGadol is the beginning of the Gula and the Nisan. Okay. Simin Kuf Ches, Dina Achitin Vakemach Lamatzas. So the wheat and the flour for matzahs of Zion Sifim. All right. It says you have to watch the matzahs. That the mitzvah is to watch the wheat so that no water touches them. That's what you always see on the boxes. That they made sure no water touched it from when they cut down the flour. The minig is that you only have to have shmura matzah from when it becomes flour. Right, so that's very confusing. You just said three different opinions there. Right, so our minig, we do okay financially, so our minig is that we keep shmura matzah for the whole Pesach. And it's right being didactic that you shouldn't leave the stalks. Attach actually Yashu Kotzarcha, meaning until they totally dry up and they start turning white. Ki Azim Yardu Alayim Gshamim, because if you the rain goes on the stalks when they're that dried out, Yifmutzu Afilu, then it's going to become Chametz even when it's attached. Kivan Shein and Tzrichon Oid LaKarka, since it doesn't need the Karka anymore, so we're afraid that if it rains on them, then it's going to be no good. Which is why I think they. The rebbes are all going to get their wheat early. They should still be picked when they have a little bit of green to it. If you can have shmura matzah, that's great. For the Sedarim, you should for sure have Shmura Matzah. After that, if you can, you should, but if you can't, then it's fine. If the wheat is it has cuts in it, right? Or they started sprouting. Hashar Mutter, the rest is Mutter. If they're not wet. Oisan, as long as you remove the ones that are split, or you have to be very careful. And Yeshem al kaponim shishim. As long as it's batal b'shishim, the kineganim 60 more than the ones that are split. Lechatchila yesh lahad deliver gam min achitim, and lechatchila you have to be mahader to separate from the wheat. Sha'achlam mehen akvarim, If a mouse ate from it, oh, she shishim keneged, then it should at least be 60 keneged. V'achidim wheat that comes on a ship, aisha or is put in bayrus in the ground, holes in the ground, so then they're very moist. Zimeng and if they're dry and hard and their appearance didn't change, shares their kosher. And if they were in an attic, and their attics, I guess, didn't have they weren't leak proof. If they didn't get wet through the roof in certain places, asuras, then it's asur. Shelly, but if snow fell in it, like echad, or a little bit of water in one place, then remove the ones that you were misubik about. Ashar Mataris and the rest are mutter. Yamul Kvarnogu Yisrael, the doctor, Behechshir, Rechaim, the Nakar, Hatim, the Nakar, Mechol, Hafshari. Klai Yisrael's already medactic to make sure that the grinders are cleaned very well. Akisim, like Kadoshim, and the bags, they take new ones because the bags can have, flour stuck. So if they have Tamid Chachamim, so they go to the grinders, Lashkiach, Sheyeh Hechsher Karoy, to make sure everything's kosher. Makom Shein Tamid Chachamim. If you don't have Tamid Chachamim, Roy L'chol Yerush Shemayim Sheyelech Ba'atzmai Lashkiach Al Hechsher to watch for the Hechsher. The mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha, it's mitzvah to you to do it, then Yishliach. V'nayin Kikir Kemach Harishon Shenitchan Lachar Hechsher, and the wheat that's ground after the Hechsher. Ain't eichlin of the Pesach, you don't eat it on Pesach. And talking about Chaim gam tuul l'susa, if in the grinder they also ground up wheat that was moist, so you can lahafsik mechitza. You have to put up a mechitza shalei yisare by mina avako, because when you use a grinder, so it makes this dust from this seemingly chametz stick wheat. So you have to put up, like hang sheets up so that the dust doesn't travel. Right? So okay, this is not really so negeya. This is not so negeya to us, nowadays. Baruch Hashem, with our luxuries, we have all these chumras in place, and we don't have to worry about these things. Okay. Have yourselves a fine night, a good vach, and a good yom.